Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We need to get our red blood flowing through our thinking centers of our brain. I mean, look, I analyzed this correctly 15 years ago when we didn't have all the pieces. Now it's out in the open. Total military occupation, NSA microphones everywhere listening to us, cameras scanning our license plates and faces everywhere we go, worldwide quotas before babies are even born. The CPS comes and is planning to trump up charges to take your child. The New York City subway bomb plot's been linked to the same British MI6 cell that we've proven is run by a high-level member of MI6. I covered that in Terror Storm. The Russians are now admitting those are basically spies. Of course they are. But they're offering to give U.S. spies back that we never hear about in our media in a spy swap. Notice the spies didn't try to infiltrate the government because that's all run by a bunch of political prostitutes. They try to infiltrate Harvard and Wall Street that runs this country. And is going to be taking your pension funds directly. Already are. A lot of you are already getting your pension fund taken, aren't you? Look at this key article. Paul Joseph Watson, and now a detailed analysis of our top story today. New York National Guard units scan vehicles for gun confiscation. Red alert. Red alert. Red alert. This is in New York State. It's going on in Illinois, going on in California, going on in Texas. Oh, yeah, they got National Guard in Dallas. I saw this 5 years ago. People are like, well, then why are you getting so upset? Because it's getting more and more widespread, more and more mainstream. It was a minor footnote in Dallas that, oh, National Guard helps sometimes. You know, we go to the house and ask if we can see the guns. And then you watch the video out of Boston where the cops shove their way past the woman and say, I want to see your guns. I mean, it is just insane. It's so evil. It's bona fide, hardcore cyanide to America. I mean, it's 100%. I keep wringing my hands. I keep trying to figure out what we're going to do. You know what I want to do right now? I haven't opened the phones up yet. I want to open the phones up for police and military. I want to hear from you because I know police sent us a lot of key information. It was police sent us the information about how the government's trying to take on vets and gun owners. But I want to hear from you. I mean, when the feds come into your town and give you IED training and all these drills, it's always to fight the local militia, and ROTC is in the newspaper in San Antonio training at the universities to take on militias and gun owners and the Boy Scouts. I mean, come on. The Boy Scouts are training to take on disgruntled vets. Can't you put two and two together? 1-800-259-9231. We're going to just open the phones up for police and military right now. I'm going directly to your calls after the break. I want to get your view on this as military, current serving military and police. I mean, how many of you heard me 10, 12 years ago? I mean, I've been syndicated for 12 years, 13 years. I mean, how many of you heard me on local talk stations as a guest? You think I'd do two or three interviews every day that are exhausting because I want to get my name out there? No, I do it because I want to warn people. You heard me lay out exactly what would happen, how they'd bankrupt the derivatives, how they would bring in their world government, how it'd be a global cashless SDR. You heard me tell you everything. All you've got to do is go read the globalist documents, and you'll know everything I know, and you'll read it from the enemy's own mouth, and it won't be you heard Alex say it anymore, and there won't be any more procrastination. We don't have time to screw around here. This is Hitler takeover. This is a Stalin takeover. This is a Pol Pot takeover. It's a Mao Zedong takeover, but it's by a corporate elite. So puppet presidents come and go, but this creeping death elite, they stay in power. 800-259-9231. Your call straight ahead. We'll get into all the economic news, BP news, toll roads nationwide. They're coming back with the NAPA superhighways. Literally 2 years ago, they were saying they weren't going to put a toll road on Mopac. It was a conspiracy theory when we had their official plan. Now they announced today they're going to do it, totally shutting down the main road in Austin. I mean, it's just total takeover.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. High treason has been committed publicly. Barack Obama, the globalist, sworn to establish a North American Union. He took the baton from George W. Bush, the little treasonous rat who set up the North American Union. In the SPSPP documents, they say they're going to form a North American Union through border crises, that they would get the American people and Canadians and Mexicans to accept the merger of the security apparatus via crises, both military, immigrant, flu, they mentioned flu, and climate change, a carbon tax on the highways in the Americas, a carbon tax to fund the new North American Union government. This is all public. And I see CNN say that Rand Paul and Ron Paul are liars and no NAFTA highway plan exists, even though the mayor of Kansas City's public. We have all the federal maps. It's what they do is they announce it, they build it, they start taking over the roads, and then you come and complain. And I saw the city council 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago in Austin say, we are not putting a toll road on the existing road of MOPEC. Even though they publicly announced it, as soon as the opposition mounted, they said, there's no fight. We're not going to do that now. And they always had it planned for 2011. And the city council went ahead and passed it quietly. had a press conference this morning with Senator Kirk Watson, the state senator, who used to be mayor, and they said, we're going to take your lanes and turn it into a toll road. And that's just the way it is. You're not even going to be able to get home without it. Seizing already existing roads, violating federal and state law. That's your North American Union, and that's why Mexico is collapsing. Many of these border states are in deep trouble, Arizona and others. Sheriffs are calling for help. And the federal government files suit to throw out Arizona immigration law, an act of treason, an act of incredible treachery in violation of the 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendment. I shot a key video last night that Aaron is working on right now. That'll be up by the end of the show on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a 10-minute video that breaks all of this treason down. Now, you dovetail that with the fact that the military, the government that runs our military, thinks you're so stupid and thinks our military is so stupid that they admit in AP, Reuters, Fox, CNN, and ABC News, this is just what I've seen, that our troops guard the opium and help grow it, and that production's way up to be friends with the Afghan people. They are shipping the drugs, $500 billion a year, into the United States alone. $500 billion comes out of Afghanistan in opium. Some of it gets split up into Europe. There's another $500 billion total in just all the drugs that come into the U.S. So that number is similar to the total amount of opium coming out. But you count the cocaine, the heroin, all the other drugs that come in illegally, it's estimated at $500 billion. Of course they run it. There's always CIA aircraft crashing or, you know, in hurricanes full of cocaine. Bloomberg just reported, and Wells Fargo pled guilty to laundering drug money, having drug planes. Of course they do. I mean, who do you think runs this country? They've got to keep it illegal to keep the stinking price up. And now, to fight drugs, they've got checkpoints searching your vehicles with National Guard in Illinois and New York. Not on the border, but in the middle of the country. Now, I already went over this, but I know news stations just joined us. I just can't get over the magnitude of this. We are not allowed to defend our border that's in the Constitution. That's what the military is supposed to be. Our military isn't allowed to be armed on the border, but I have had armed National Guard come running from 50 yards away or even more, cussing at me. It's on video in Endgame, telling me to turn my bleeping camera off and then I can't film them. And I stood up to them. I screamed at him and called him treasonous traitors and get out of my face. And what are you doing armed on the streets? But see, I'm an enemy. I'm an American scumbag. So they're allowed to have that 45 against me. But as soon as you retire and as soon as you're done doing your job, you are now the enemy. Remember that. The main training is for you. You remember that. And who broke it? We did. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying we've got credibility. We know exactly what's going on. People always say, well, this bad stuff was happening, people blow the whistle. They blow the whistle 15 years ago about the secret DNA they take from babies. They blew the whistle decades ago about the government shipping in narcotics. It happened in Vietnam. It happened in the 80s after that. Everything gets the whistle blown on it. Barry Jennings was the deputy head of New York Emergency Management. We got an interview with him for Fabled Enemies. And then he called us and said, my gosh, since you aired that, I'm getting threats. And he was dead a week later. You think this is a game, ladies and gentlemen? This isn't a game. These bankers are going to hurt you bad. They're already hurting you. You like losing your job, getting your pay cut? You ain't seen nothing yet. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to Levi, Bill, Bobby, Brandon. I want to talk to military and police. Okay? What side are you on? What are you going to do about what's happening? I mean, do you disagree with me? I mean, it's out in the open now. Levi in Georgia, who's a police officer. Go ahead, Levi. Thanks for calling.
How you doing, Alex? I'm, for one, am a policeman that sits in my patrol car on many a night listening to your rebroadcast, and I don't laugh at you. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Well, I appreciate you, and God bless you, sir.
And a lot of other officers out there, a lot of them have got that Gestapo-type mentality. I admit, I work with some, and it's just a constant battle to try to keep from quitting because that slow creep, you know, military-type creep that keeps coming into local law enforcement. But the way I look at it is if I were to quit and get out of the law enforcement profession, then I'll just be opening up my slot for another one of these Gestapo types. So the only thing I do is when when I make a stop, I try to treat someone like I want myself, my wife, my daughter treated. And I try to, you know, provide an example for some of the other ones that are more gung-ho, you know, that write a lot of tickets for stuff that doesn't need to be written for. Try to, you know, provide an example for them. Maybe they'll see the light. But,
well, Levi, it's good to have officers like you out there, and I run into a lot of them. And the directors of this planetary regime worldwide are trying to hire people that think it's macho to bully people. But I understand that you're a dying breed, but there's still a lot of good officers out there, and a lot of them are waking up. But what is your take on all over the country, regular Army, Marines, National Guard now, aiding the police in the, quote, search for guns?
Well, I police in the South, you know, in the South and like some of the other states, particularly the Northeast region, you know, they've got a pretty good pro-gun laws on the book. I just see, and a lot of the police officers I know are, you know, NRA members and Second Amendment supporters, but you do see a lot of people, and it's not only the police, it's the citizens out on the street. They will call you, but they have been brainwashed.
Oh, no, I want to be clear. I mean, I want to be clear. I was out at Lake Travis this weekend shooting fireworks, and I saw billboards demonizing the Second Amendment everywhere, paid for with taxpayer money. And believe me, I know. I see articles every week about people being SWAT-teamed because, and it's almost always some old man is cleaning their rifle in their garage, in their tinker shop, and some woman walks by, and I'm not bashing women, but that's usually who the report says did it, and they call the police. And the cops have got to respond. The issue is, in places like New York and Illinois, they'll go ahead and arrest the old man and say, you had 10 guns and 2,000 rounds of ammo. This is an arsenal when there's not even a law. And so that's what's scary is we know what the gun grabbers want from New York, in Illinois, and places where they're in control. They want the law-abiding citizens' guns. Levi, God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's get Bill in Montana, who's police. Let's get Bill's take, then Bobby, Brandon, Kurt, and others. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Sir. Good, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for about 6 months, and I just wanted to say that you were my second greatest awakening. The Word of God, the King James Bible, was the first. And I was listening to your broadcast the other day. I'm a ex-cop here in Billings, Montana. And we had a tornado touchdown here about 2 weeks ago. And it's really a rare thing for tornadoes to touch down here. And we've got the National Guard everywhere. We've got checkpoints up. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I've never seen nothing like it.
It's all everywhere. Part of the training. It's all part of acclimation.
Well, see, I'm from Alabama. I've lived here in Montana for 10 years. And I was a cop down there, and I got out of that police state 10 years ago. I mean, here in Montana, I guess you could call it the promised land of America because there's no taxes. And if there is a free place, I would say Montana really is the last free place. It's where people maybe could make a stand. But they're just everywhere up there. I've just never seen nothing like it, ever. They've got them at checkpoints, checking them. I mean, military armed gunmen.
Now, I saw that. I saw local newscasts and never even got to it. I mentioned it last week or 2 weeks ago, that it showed men with guns at checkpoints. And even I got conditioned that's normal because I didn't even respond to it on air because at a subconscious level, I'm now becoming acclimated and programmed. And the message is Montanans are bad. We had a few buildings torn up. We better set up checkpoints or these Montanans are going to all rob each other. The message is we're criminals. But what did we see the police predominantly do in New Orleans? We saw them being the main looters. And I'm not saying all police are looters. The point is, who watches the watchers? Because statistically, it is government that becomes abusive because it can get away with it. I mean, that's why we do need some police and some control, because history shows if bad people aren't worried about getting caught, they're going to run wild. Well, it's the same thing. Government's not worried about getting caught. They're running wild. No one's watching them. Anything else, Bill?
Well, no, you're right. They're not worried about getting caught. They're just going to do what they tried to do in 1945 or 39, set up their one world government. You know, they tried to do it through Hitler then, and he moved too fast with the genocide, and they pulled it back away from him and blamed it all on him. But that's what they're trying to do. They're going to go for broke, and, you know, I've just never seen nothing like it. I thought Montana was free, and I remember you running the Hardin people that were running the FEMA camps off up here. And
God bless you, sir. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system. Wisdom being lost with time, the government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Move too fast. You can actually read globalist white papers. They talk about how they've got this creeping scientific dictatorship where they've taken decades to slowly militarize the police, acclimate the public for the police and military to be merged, and now roll the police and military out on the streets as political officers, recording what you say and what you do politically and stopping you and asking you questions. and having private security people snatch citizens off the street and throw bags over their heads and throw them into cars. That happened in Pittsburgh and Toronto in the last year. Worldwide, the same system, done in the same steps. Admittedly, I mean, I've got the RAND Corporation documents where they talk about a private police force nationwide run by the feds and then a Pentagon police force, and they talk about it out in the future in a few years. It's already there. And I remember, 6 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, mainstream news with the governor of Wisconsin said, oh, yes, we're here at the Threat Fusion Center. We can dial in someone's name and track them in real time and listen to them over their phone. And it was actually in the news that his handler said, Governor, don't tell them that. They're tracking you. They dial your name in and listen to you. No warrant, no nothing, totally illegal. And, of course, most police haven't been told this yet. I remember 6, 7 years ago, cops laughing at me on the street going, Alex, are the face scanning cameras, are the license plate cameras going to get me? I was in the coffee room 3 minutes ago, and they had Fox News on live reporting that, oh, all over the country, we're tracking your license plates now. See, they're just suddenly announcing everything to you. Bobby in Oklahoma, police, then Brandon, Kurt, and others. Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby, you still there?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How's it going?
It's going all right, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. First thing, I'm a cop, or I have been a cop in a real small town, so I ain't seen none of the real big stuff that's going on, like you say. Want to hit on a couple things and ask you a question. The biggest thing we've seen was right here where I'm at, a lot of people have old vehicles and stuff, and this city and the surrounding cities started an ordinance that if your vehicles weren't tagged sitting in your yard, if you were rebuilding them, if it was just sitting because you're not driving it, whatever, they were going to be able to come onto your property and tow the vehicles off. I know the police chief and everyone real good down here. I went down there and raised a bunch of crap, you know, and pretty much got that took care of. But you was talking about billboards a little bit ago. We got some pretty cool billboards up around here. One of them says, government, now it's personal. We're coming after you, all kinds of, they're on Facebook and everything, too, if you want to get on there and see some of them. They're pretty neat.
Say that again. What do the billboards say?
Now, or government, now it's personal. We're coming after you. And these are right here on the highways and everything.
Amazing. The other police officers you talk to, I mean, are they aware that all over the country they're quietly having the military engage in gun confiscations?
Our biggest thing around here is I got a lot of real close friends that are cops and that ain't cops, and I argue with my buddies. I make them so mad arguing with them about this stuff. I'm new to listening to you, but I've been checking into this stuff for a while, and I get in a lot of arguments. But a lot of them are starting to see what I'm talking about and seeing I'm not messing around with it and seeing that I'm right. But the question I had is, and you might have touched on this before, I'm not sure, but why can't we take the facts and start getting justice done on this through courts or, I mean, whatever?
I agree. Well, a lot of this stuff is getting overturned in court, but the federal government is so illegitimate, they just will continue to do something even after it's been ruled unconstitutional. And so the country is waking up. And if the country does fully wake up, these bankers that have done this are going to go to prison. And so that's what makes them so dangerous, is they're holding us hostage with the border being opened. They're holding us hostage with the financial terrorism, where they can destroy our economy at any time. They're holding us hostage with terrorist groups they've been financing and protecting and opening the door to. You know, they don't just stage terror. They let terrorists attack us. And they've been so they're so dangerous. We have to really grow up and face just how out of control these people are and how sneaky they are. And I know I keep harping on that, but think about it. For 38 years, in every Western nation, there has been a secret UN/military program. It's run by the UN internationally, but the military implements it through universities at the national level to take babies' blood for a secret database. I mean, right there, this is a creepy, sneaky, evil group, and you use just that one little example that's finally mainstream news, and you expand on it, and then you read the writings of these controllers. I mean, I think the biggest thing to wake people up is you can bring them mainstream articles about GMO sterilizing them, the plastic sterilizing them. You can bring them John P. Holdren, White House science czar documents where he admits they're sterilizing us by design. I mean, what government individual or cop or school teacher or anybody who influences people, who wouldn't wake up to that and say, man, this is really an out-of-control group? God bless you. I appreciate your call, Bobby. Brandon in the military, Kurt in the military, and others. Your calls are coming up. It shows Wayne Madsen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Of course, he worked for the National Security Agency, for the Navy in security. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country. And we're honored to have him joining us because he's got a lot of intel on plans for evacuations in the Gulf. We now see Council on Foreign Relations members and others who are in the news, like the Washington Post, saying that they may have an evacuation of 20 million people when that oil comes ashore. But I wanted to finish up with Brandon and Kurt, both in the military, and then we'll continue into the next hour discussing this headline, New York National Guard units scanned vehicles for gun confiscation. So now they're in Illinois, California, you name it, engaging in gun confiscation, actual operations. And that video from Fox 23 in New York is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in Paul Joseph Watson's article. So going to Brandon and Kurt, Brandon, give us your take on this.
Yes, Alex, thank you for having me on, and thank you for what you do.
I'm going to talk real quick because I know you don't have much time. I was stationed in San Diego. I've purchased all your DVDs. I've showed my command, like a lot of people at my command that I work with, woken a lot of people up. My apartment complex there woken a lot of people up. Now I'm stationed in Virginia. I've woke up my whole entire street. And even my cable man, I mentioned something. I just got home. He was hooking the stuff up. I had my uniform on. He said, thank you. Thank you so much for you and your stature, because I was wearing my uniform. That I would talk, because most people put them down, call them conspiracy theorists and stuff like that.
Well, so, that's their rationalization, but to not defend America. But it's now admitted world governments here. It's now admitted a private banking takeover is happening, and they're creating a new global currency. But you are saying you have had a good response. What percentage of people were favorable on the military base?
Actually, I got about 8 out of 10. Actually, one of my current coworkers actually called me a terrorist himself, and I was like, you don't even get it, that I had help from the other coworkers.
So you're a terrorist because you believe that there's corrupt elements in the government that are taking our freedom? I mean, as a member of the military, you're supposed to defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic, and you're supposed to follow the Constitution.
Yep. Two quick more things. That cable guy is actually going to come by this week and burn a couple of your discs, copy a couple of your videos so we can show it to his family. And the last one, I'm part of the oil response team, and we're gearing up. We're leaving next week to the Gulf, and a couple other guys are leaving in a couple weeks to the Gulf. Where they said they're going to issue us desert uniforms, desert camo uniforms. That's kind of dumb since we all have uniforms. For some reason, they're going to do that. I asked about respirators, and they said that was no need. So I'm going to finish up with this. Not only the government has boots on the ground, but you got boots on the ground too, Alex. And I'll definitely keep you guys informed and up to date.
Absolutely. Wonderful information, Brandon. I mean, very powerful information. We have so many military people calling us, and snipers, intelligence officers, engineers, which makes sense, engineers being sent to the Gulf, regular army. And they're now talking about possible evacuation. We'll be talking to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment about that. But, yeah, they're on record. BP is on record saying no respirators are needed. There's no toxic fumes. Because if they admit there's toxic fumes, they would then be liable. Everyone knows there's toxic fumes. The average life expectancy of Exxon Valdez workers is 51 years. The government admits that, from the dioxin and toxins and benzene in the oil and the dispersants. And so a lot of these people have already died or they're in the hospital. And that's why they're saying nobody can videotape. Nobody can talk to these workers. They send them to BP hospitals, BP clinics. I mean, this is one hell of a cover-up. We're going to Wayne Madsen to get his inside scoop on that in just a moment. Finishing up with Kurt, and we're going right to Wayne. Kurt in Deutschland, who's in the Army. Welcome, Kurt.
Hello, sir.
Hello, go ahead.
Real quick, I just wanted to tell you, with all the chemicals you talk about on your show, I do a lot of research on them, and one of the things I've been using to sort of open people's eyes a little bit when they don't believe me is the material safety data sheets. All these chemicals, any chemical made, has material safety data sheets made by the companies that make them.
Oh, that's a great point. So for sodium fluoride, you show them the skull and crossbones, the organ failure, the sterilization. For the silicone they put in chicken McNuggets, you can show them the data sheet on that, how deadly it is. For all these chemicals they put in our food and water, you can show them the documents. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and I think the funniest thing is the reaction you get, because first they start laughing when you start telling them, yeah, sodium fluoride is poisonous. They'll laugh at you, so I come back with the material safety data sheet and put it on the table like, it's poisonous. There you go. But I just wanted to say, there is a lot of people waking up in the military. I'm in the Army. I'm stationed in Ilisheim, Germany. And I have the show on while I'm at work, and I talk to a lot of people about it. And everybody I talk to says that they're not going to take guns from American citizens, from unarmed civilians. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I know most of the military and police I talk to say that, The problem is we saw what happened in Katrina. Most of them did follow the orders. So individually they're saying no, but in that group think they're following orders. That's why we need to have this debate and discussion now. But what do you think about this huge long-term covert operation to acclimate not just the troops and the police, but the public as well to accept this? I mean, this is 23 years old. I mean, that's how far back we can prove it. A huge covert gun confiscation preparation program. I mean, that's creepy.
I just don't understand how people, I mean, it's going on all around you. That I try to tell people that. Just look around you when I'm talking to people, when I call the states back home. I'm trying to tell them, like, if you don't believe me, just look around you. Read the news. Like, read anything. How can you not see this happening right in front of you?
God bless you, Kurt. Good to hear from you. Here's an example. I was driving to my parents this weekend with my children. And I was on 360, and I looked over at the fire department, and I saw military uniforms with police and with... No. That was about a month ago that I saw the military and the police. This was out by Lake Travis this weekend. I saw the, I'm just having a flashback to this. I saw the fire department, military, and police all running around doing some hazmat drill, and I didn't have time to pull over and even look at it because I had that limited time with my family. But that's just an example of how it's just going on everywhere. And it seems reasonable to have the military training with police. But then they always have it first, oh, we're doing hazmat drills. And then next, we're going to help you get the guns. And by the way, I have from 1998 the internal Army documents from Fort Hood that are in my film Police State to the Takeover, where they admit we are here for bomb disposal and for anti-firearms operations. So this has been going on quietly in the background. Now it's coming to the fore. Because they know it's almost impossible to defeat something that slowly infiltrates, that slowly takes over. All right. Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report is our guest. Wayne's always given us really good intel. And we just heard a military man say that he's being deployed from Virginia, regular Army, down to the Gulf. And we now see the Washington Post talking about 20 million evacuated. Wayne Madsen, from your... intelligence agency sources in D.C. and from your sources there at the press club, what's the inside scoop?
Well, I reported back in May that there were plans to evacuate millions of people. The first people to be evacuated would be those who have respiratory problems. I know several who are now seeing BP doctors who are saying there's a number of people coming into these BP medical facilities, the complaining of respiratory ailments, and some have been diagnosed with what's known as chemical pneumonia. I know one person who actually has been diagnosed with that by BP, and now people's pets are beginning to suffer from the same ailment. So we have basically BP engaged in a huge PR operation. They've hired every big time PR firm here in Washington, and I'm surprised that the Washington Post is even hinting at evacuations, because one of the problems we're seeing with the press is that their editors are contacting their legal departments because these companies that own the media may have vested interests with BP or Halliburton or these other companies involved in this oil disaster. And I think that's a problem. And that's why next week I'm going to the Gulf, because I want to see for myself what's going on down there. There's been reports of journalists and photojournalists being arrested. So I'm going down there. I'll be in Plaquemine Parish. I'll go over to Alabama, Mississippi, and Pensacola Beach to see firsthand what's going on. And I will document with photos and interviews and whatnot what I find out.
Wayne, expanding on that, because you did, over a month and a half ago, you were one of the first people that I saw start talking about how they were going to evacuate the Gulf. I want to flesh that out and talk more about what your sources there in D.C. are telling you. But specifically, all the evidence I have says that this was deliberately blown, that they gave orders to Anadarko and Halliburton that they knew would cause the well to come in early and to spill, and that it is a pretext to sell the carbon tax that BP and Enron founded with Al Gore back in the mid-1990s, because their whole program is stalled, and it was meant to be a political distraction for the upcoming attack on Iran. And now you see 70-plus, almost 80 days, it'll be 80 days tomorrow, of them blocking any type of aid or relief, or the skimmer ships, or the counties or the cities putting up berms or jetties. That's still ongoing. And so from every angle I look at this, this is a huge diversion. It doesn't matter if it destroys Obama politically. The establishment had already made the decision that, his messianic image had been destroyed, and so they were going to basically blame everything on him. But give us your take on that.
Well, what I have a story up today. The company that was hired by BP to do the third party was called mudlogging. This is where they analyze all the sediment and rock material incrementally coming up. And this was the deepest borehole ever sunk. This was at 35,055 feet. They knew that what kind of oil was down there. I agree that this was to tie the U.S. over in the event of a war with Iran. We would have enough oil to last this country for up to 8 months. And I think it was a political decision to keep drilling. The Schlumberger engineers said, look, this thing is getting ready to go. There's an internal Schlumberger document that shows that their crew is out there and left that platform, the Deepwater Horizon, a little after 9 o'clock in the morning, and that of course the explosion was later on that evening. So we know this from documented evidence that.
Well, yeah, we have the Coast Guard report, but I mean, we even see conflicting how it was a 30,000 foot well or it was 18,000 feet well. We've seen a lot of different conflicting information.
Well, you know, it's odd. One of the sources that I'm getting is from the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Whoever thought after what they did with Katrina that they would be, you know, revealing inside information. But they have been bypassed by the Coast Guard and BP. FEMA, they're rice bowl protectors. They are part of the Department of Homeland Security, but there are many people there who are absolutely upset that they're not being included in the first of all, the reaction to the disaster itself, and all these operations to mitigate the effects of the disaster.
Well, yeah, where does BP? I mean, where does BP get the authority to tell reporters they can't videotape? And now we have the Coast Guard saying federal felonies if you even try to videotape. So they are acting very suspicious.
Oh yeah, well the authority comes from President Obama. I mean he put this guy, Thad Allen, the commandant of the Coast Guard, in charge as the National Incident Commander. His relationship with BP is very close. I heard a rumor that even before the disaster, he was going to get a job with BP after he retired. Now, he's still, he's Obama's brownie, except I think he's more insidious. Brownie was a total incompetent. Thad Allen knows exactly what he's doing by shilling for BP. He's trying to limit their exposure. And basically, his Coast Guard personnel and BP's hired security people, which are a lot of them are Wackenhut, and I also reported that some of the people chasing people away from the beaches are off-duty Alabama troopers in that state. So we have basically BP is running the show, and I think this can be laid right to the doorstep of the White House. The media, I had a report up yesterday that in the Pensacola area, Mediacom, the cable provider, has blocked out the 5:30 local newscasts of the ABC and CBS affiliate because they're doing a lot of in-depth reporting and also blocking out the 6 p.m. national CBS and ABC news reports from the people in Pensacola. People are getting a black screen when they try to tune into the local affiliates and the national networks. And I think this goes to show the extent of the censorship going on as far as this disaster.
Wayne Madsen, I think they have a name for this. This is called martial law, full spectrum dominance. And to have CNN reporting the First Amendment is now dead in the Gulf, and to have BP up to 10 miles in having police arresting reporters that just ask questions, that's been on the news. I mean, this is martial law in America. And the big issue here is what happens when that 150 million plus gallons of oil now being driven towards the shore by the tropical storms forming in the Gulf, what happens when a lot of that comes ashore? We know there's already respiratory problems. We know 51 is the average life expectancy for Exxon Valdez workers from the off-gassing and toxins. We know the dispersants are much worse than the oil itself. We know they're so deadly they even eat the hulls of boats, and BP isn't allowing their workers to wear respirators. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, it is. Absolutely. It's probably the worst in many respects, because it's more widespread than Katrina. It's affecting now every Gulf state, of course. And every time there's a tar ball or a tar patty, whatever they call these things that wash up, the initial response is, well, it's from a passing ship. We've seen this time and time again with the Florida Keys, the Dry Tortugas, now the Texas beaches. And this is all part of an information, a Pentagon-grade influence operation, information warfare, if you will, to limit the news that's coming out of the Gulf. And, you know, it's just a shame that there's not more national media descending on the Gulf. I'm going to do it next week. I don't care if they arrest me or not. We've got the First Amendment. I haven't heard that Mr. Obama has abrogated it yet. But he doesn't have the authority to do that.
Well, they're saying in the Associated Press and the San Francisco Chronicle that it's a federal felony punishable by a decade in jail if you videotape any of their operations or try to talk to anyone. And so this is the new gulag. And where'd Wayne Madsen go? Well, he tried to be a reporter, and you don't do that in the new Soviet America. I want to talk to you about your sources, your take on what's going to happen when that oil starts really coming ashore, because we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. And speaking of psyops, the way the media is spinning it, that we've got to buy BP shares, we've got to shop at BP and buy their gas, or they'll go bankrupt and can't pay for the emergency, and that Obama is against BP when they bankrolled him.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
to Wayne Madsen for the balance of this segment. And next, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to talk about the economy, the situation with Iran, and a lot more. Of course, he's the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor. Before we go back to Wayne Madsen for the balance of this segment and the next, I wanted to remind listeners that we have an online video bookstore with the best books, the most informative films, to further educate yourself and to educate others. And now people are really ready to be awakened, whether it's Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that documents all the FEMA camps and the gun confiscation plans, how America is being slowly integrated into this police state system. It's all available at Infowars.com. We're offering a new video, The Secret of Oz, by the great filmmaker Bill Still, who made The Money Masters. It's been a decade plus since he's made a new film. And you can get The Secret of Oz discounted with The Money Masters as well if you want to get the combo or get it individually at Infowars.com. And we have a new special where you get two T-shirts, Patriot T-shirts like Legalize Freedom, or, you know, pro-Second Amendment or Don't Tread on Me shirts. And you can get a free Patriot ball cap with Infowars.com or Don't Tread on Me or Come and Take It in your choice when you get two T-shirts. That's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, and your purchases also make this broadcast possible. Going back to Wayne Madsen and the WayneMadsenReport.com. Okay, Wayne, specifically, what's the word on what they're planning to do when the oil starts coming ashore, A, and B, why would Obama block the counties and states from protecting themselves with berms and jetties?
Well, I think what's going to happen if we start seeing these tropical storms, hurricanes, picking up this toxic soup in the Gulf and dumping it far inland, we're going to see the poisoning of the freshwater supplies inland, the streams, the creeks, the reservoirs, the lakes, etc. And that's going to extend this disaster even further. As far as Obama, I think Obama is not acting as president of the United States. He's taking his orders from BP. And we had the Queen of England here. Everybody was in the media fawning over her. You know, BP stands for British Petroleum. I saw, maybe I missed it, but I saw no protesters in New York where she visited. It was signed, you know, protesting the fact that one of her big companies from her nation has basically...
Well, she's one of the biggest... She's one of the biggest shareholders. She's a eugenicist. Right. She's a globalist. She's a carbon tax monster who promotes all this tyranny, and everyone's fawning over some demonic, inbred old woman that our ancestors fought a war against. I mean, it's a disgusting joke, and that's a good point that you raise about Queen Elizabeth II. I mean, what a fraud. So you were one of the first to say evacuations would happen, or that was the info you were getting. Now we do see the media starting to promote it. So, again, what is Halliburton and BP and others and all these companies going to do as that oil comes in?
Well, I think we're going to see the censorship and the PR spin continue. We'll get some reports, obviously, through the blockade, but I would note that my report on the evacuations was picked up by some websites, and just in the last week they printed retractions. Obviously, they got called by, you know, BP's big PR bigwigs and told to retract or at least amend the original story. What BP is doing is trying to limit the exposure of this disaster, and now we have them shopping around for investment money in places like Libya. They're going to Gaddafi to get bailed out. And other countries. So I think that's what we're seeing there. And where is the Environmental Protection Agency? This Lisa Jackson, who came out of New York, who's the administrator, we've seen nothing from the EPA. So the Coast Guard, the EPA, all very silent or complicit with
these. Well, this is globalism. This is corporate governance. Back in 70 seconds, five more minutes with Wayne Madsen. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to talk about a host of issues. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.